From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush headed to New Mexico, Nebraska, and Indiana today, a trip designed to drum up support for his half-trillion-dollar tax cut. The centerpiece of the president's plan would be an end to taxes on corporate dividends, and today he pitched hard for that idea.
Getting rid of the double taxation of dividends will encourage more companies to pay dividends, will encourage more ownership, will help ease the cost of capital, and will serve as good and positive corporate reform in America. Congress needs to get rid of the double taxation of dividends.
On the floor of the Senate today, Max Baucus had a different take on the dividend issue. Senator Baucus, Democrat from Montana, argued that there are better ways to stimulate the economy.
7 out of 10 Montanans would see no tax benefit at all from a dividend tax cut as a consequence of this proposal. The provision in this bill should benefit taxpayers more broadly. That way, they can most effectively get money to taxpayers who would spend it and spur the economy.
There is certainly going to be a tax cut. The question is, what kind? How big a tax cut will emerge from Congress and reach President Bush's desk? On Friday, the House of Representatives approved a bill that cut taxes by $550 billion over 11 years. The day before that, the Senate Finance Committee approved a cut of $350 billion. Here to help us sort out what cuts might become law is Janet Novak, Washington Bureau Chief and Tax Editor of Forbes Magazine. Welcome.
Thank you.
And let's start with the House bill, which is the bigger tax cut. What would the House cut?
Well, let's start with the part of the House bill that you also see in the Senate bill, and that's the cuts in the personal income tax rates. And that would accelerate a set of phased cuts in tax rates that were passed in 2001. There would also be in both bills an increase in the child tax credit from the current $600 to $1,000. Now, the big difference in the area that's going to be quite difficult to work out is in the dividend tax relief. And if you'll recall, the president had proposed eliminating what he called the double taxation of dividends. And he actually came forward with a very elegant proposal that said if a company had paid taxes on income, only the income it had paid taxes on could be passed tax-free to you, the shareholder. And it didn't really excite a lot of people on Capitol Hill. So what the House has produced is a cut not only in the taxation of dividends, but a further cut in the taxation of capital gains.
And was it the Senate that just passed a $500 exclusion of dividends?
Right. They would exclude the first $500 of dividends from taxation, and then 10% of your additional dividend income, later rising to 20%.
Let me ask you a question. The proposed elimination of taxing dividends, when it was first put forward, was, the way I heard it, part of the argument for it was going to change the way companies think about their earnings and trying to get away from the scandals of the late 90s, which always involved companies trying to pump up the value of the stock. Let's think about dividends instead, and let's make getting dividends more attractive to investors. Once we're down to a $500 exclusion at a top rate of 35%, and then which comes at about $175 a year, and then some lesser breaks after that, is this really going to change any corporate behavior to have a dividend exclusion of that size?
Of course not. And the thought originally was that it would change corporate behavior in two ways. One, it would give companies an incentive to pay dividends. Two, perhaps even more importantly, it would give them an incentive to pay taxes to stop such aggressive use of tax shelters. So it had some nice reform elements to it that are now all gone.
At some point in the near future, a group of leaders are going to huddle around the president, and they're all going to declare enormous success. We have a tax cut. Are they going to credibly say, and this tax cut will stimulate the economy? Does this look like a tax cut that actually is a remedy for what ails us in some way?
Well, there are parts of it that will stimulate the economy. Certainly, handing out checks to people who will spend them stimulates the economy. Increasing the amount of investment, which is in both bills, that a business can deduct, that stimulates the economy. The real issue is, yes, you're stimulating the economy, but how much of a drag on the economy is the deficit? And is there going to be what's called crowding out, where, hey, the government's running such a big deficit that you're going to crowd out private borrowers of capital? So that's the real issue.
Well, Janet Novak, thank you very much for talking with us today. Janet Novak, Washington Bureau Chief and Tax Editor of Forbes Magazine.